Good morning, Cool Us, Femi OK and Todd Zwillick. This morning, we're asking a very simple question. The question is, Todd, what are you doing right now? What's on your mind? The reason for that is we are doing a giant experiment to see who's out there in our takeaway family, our takeaway community. So the number is 1-877-8-MY-TAKE. Now, some of you may remember that we did something very similar last Friday.
Hi, my name is Carolyn Meyer, and I am in Stillwater, Oklahoma, and I'm having coffee in my kitchen with my dog, Beebe, and I'm here at home because I'm retired.
I'm Irma. I'm from New Jersey, and I'm sitting in my bathtub having a bubble bath listening to the radio.
Richard in Hazel Park, Michigan, walking behind a floor scrubber, just doing my janitorial duties. Thanks.
Well, then we had a handful of very similar calls asking what on earth we were doing. Why are we doing this?
Good morning. This is Chris from Brooklyn, and I'm in my car, by the way. But I've been listening since like 6 o'clock, and I'm still trying to figure out why this is interesting. Why does everybody have to know where everybody is and what they're doing? I don't get it. Have a great day. Bye. Hi, Chris from Brooklyn again. I still don't get why it's interesting. It doesn't intrigue me to know that at 6 o'clock in the morning, people are in the bathroom and in the kitchen and in their car. Where else would they be?
How many times did she call?
Well, this is the point. We had a few other calls like that, but many more, Todd. 400 people.
Amazing.
Just telling us what they were doing. Now, we were asking you to check in with us again, but since this is a giant experiment, we want to tell you a little bit more about why we're actually doing this. Now, thanks to tools like Twitter, Facebook, we're getting used to connecting in some new ways and staying in touch just by keeping tabs of what people are actually doing. And that's what we're trying to do on the radio. We're keeping tabs with our listeners. But not everybody likes it. One of those people is Christine from Brooklyn in New York, who you just heard there. Christine, good morning.
Good morning, Femi.
What do you not like about people being able to keep tabs on each other, Twittering and checking in with each other as they're going around their business in the morning?
Well, it's not so much I don't like it. I think I'm uncomfortable with it. I think that the what's on your mind part that you want to know is a good thing. And that's interesting. But I don't get why we need to know what people are doing, where they are. That's the part that I'm uncomfortable with. But my mind is open. My brain won't fall out, but I'm willing to be convinced.
Excellent. I think I might just be able to do that with Richard Laverley. He's calling in from Michigan. Richard, good morning. You loved the idea. You loved our premise of being able to connect up with other takeaway listeners. What turned you on about our experiment last week?
I think it was a sense of community, mostly.
What do we need to know about you that we wouldn't know if we hadn't have tabbed in with you or checked in with you? What's special about you as a listener?
Not much. Pretty average. I think that it probably informs people, if anything, I suppose, that thinkers come in all statuses of society.
Richard, what are you doing right now? Or actually 30 seconds earlier, because right now you're talking to us.
Refilling of a floor scrubber. I work for a cleaning company doing Home Depot.
So, Richard, you heard Christine. Christine, you heard Richard. Are you more intrigued now by who's out there in our takeaway community?
Who are you asking?
I'm asking you, Christine.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'm intrigued by the community, but like I said, it's just... What are you doing now? What are you doing now partly? I was making a cup of tea before I got the call, so is that interesting? I don't think so.
Richard.
Absolutely interesting.
Yeah.
Why, thank you, Richard.
Richard,
I mean, you know, people are going about their lives, and we get just a little snapshot of what the average person's doing. Probably gives us a little clue of the mindset of the nation.
Christine, tell us what you do.
I'm a teacher.
Okay, and you're in Brooklyn, and you're not at work today because why?
Well, I'm on vacation.
Right.
Spring break.
Now, your students must use Twitter. They must use Facebook. But this doesn't turn you on to those tools for social networking?
Not really. Like, personally, not really. But, again, it's something I guess I would need to explore for myself. I do hear the students speaking about it.
When you heard all those calls last week and you were asking why were we doing this, did you not learn a little bit more about who else is listening out there at pretty much the same time as you?
Well, I learned that we're the same in a lot of ways.
And Richard, what did you learn from our experiment?
I think a lot of that, the same in a lot of ways. Folks are just generally, to coin the phrase, folks. People are just going about their business. It's kind of nice to see that's happening. We hear a lot of gloom and doom, you know, and I think you brought out that there's a lot of people just going about their business and, you know, they're still working. You're seeing the glasses a little bit more half full than half empty.
Well, Christine, it's Todd here. We asked this question. Not everybody likes to answer it in the same way. Not everybody likes to answer it at all, but why do you think we got such an overwhelming response? I can't remember another question where we got 400 calls on the phone. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think it's the same reason that people will call in to begin with. I think that people have a lot on their minds and want to be heard in this type of a forum, and I think it's a fantastic forum. But my thing is, you know, too much information. You know that phrase, right?
Absolutely. So you think that things like Twitter and Facebook, Twitter where people update what they're doing every second, their criticism's a little bit self-indulgent, but maybe, like you said, too much information, too much detail about walking down the street or something like that?
Yeah, I believe that. Mm-hmm.
Richard and Christine, you're part of our community here on The Takeaway. You're part of our family. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.